Today is Friday, December 14th, 2007. You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. You know, as a young boy growing up in Saskatchewan, watching sports on TV, on those days we had two channels, my favorite hockey player of all time was Bobby Orr. Bobby Orr and the Big Bad Bruins of the 60s and 70s were the quintessential group of hockey players. Yeah, they might have gone out and partied a little bit, had some fun, but they were heroes. They were heroes to young guys growing up in Saskatchewan and all across the world that thought maybe someday they could be a Bobby Orr. Now, today we hear that the headquarters for George Mitchell's investigation into the use of performance-enhancing drugs in baseball has been at the DLA Piper Law offices in Midtown Manhattan. That's right next to Rockefeller Center and only two blocks from the Park Avenue offices of Major League Baseball. On Tuesday, as Mitchell's 20-month investigation grew to a conclusion, it was Major League Baseball that was on the move. As officials from the sport went to the DLA Piper offices to get a look at the report. Okay, this is what sports has gone to. What it contains will be officially revealed Thursday when Mitchell holds a 2 p.m. conference in Manhattan. Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig will hold a separate news conference across town at 4:30 to discuss the report's findings. But two people who are familiar with Mitchell's investigations and his findings say that the report would contain the names of more than 50 active and former Major League players who are linked to the use of performance-enhancing drugs. Are these guys heroes? Not in my book. They're zeros. I'm Dana Pretzer.